Can you hear my logic, please? Shit. Nobody
Ain't
who
nobody.
Reviews these beers, that craft beers, would shotgun a craft beer because they enjoy the taste. See, they enjoy all the same shit you was talking about, mouthfeel and wood and stiffies and all that. And so y'all fuck with all that. And don't look at me that way, boy. That shit was funny. And what the fuck was I going with that? Oh, and so they wouldn't do that to this beer. They wouldn't disrespect the beer that way.
Wrong.
Hold up, shut the fuck up. The point was, don't give a fuck, and I will disrespect the beers that way. I'd rather shotgun a gross ass beer like this. I just can't do it now that I've tasted it already, because then it's like, you know. Then
it's all up in your mind.
Then you hear the euphemism and you can't stop hearing them.
Yeah, then it's just wood in your mouth, Justin.
Boy, if you don't shut the fuck up, you take it back. This is
new
image.
You want me to take the wood out of your mouth?
Boy, if you don't stop turning my own joke on me, dude. Straight up, dude. You're disrespecting my joke, dude. Shit.
Oh, my goodness.
Them old school jams. It's crazy to think about old school when today, we're talking about this April 24th, 2020, 4:35-ish p.m. You know what I'm saying? We're here in the undisclosed location. My name is Justin. To my right, your left, that's going to be Steven. Straight across from us, producing always the incredible Eric.
Yo.
And we the Lone Ranger vs. Tonto up in this motherfucker. Excuse me, if you don't like the word motherfucker, you should probably choose another podcast to listen to. Because I'm going to say motherfucker at least 382 times.
At least 511 times.
At least 511 times. Boy, I'm about to go 511 times.
That's it.
Shit.
You're going to hear some motherfuckers. You're going to hear some other vulgar language.
Well, maybe not motherfucker. Maybe from you.
Oh.
That's a hard R, though. Hard R's, I stick away from those. You know what I mean? I stay away from them hard R's. That's for them whites. You know what I'm saying? Around here, between Yamini and Weston, it's motherfucker.
All right.
There's not even an R in mother.
I think if I say it that way, though, it just sounds inauthentic.
Maybe. You know why it sounds authentic when I say it? Because I just say it. And when you say it, you think about it. It's like walking. You ever think about walking?
Yes.
And then as soon as you think about walking, you're the most awkward walker of all time. You can't walk correctly. No way is right. All of a sudden, you're walking like a fucking weirdo. Once you're thinking about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not thinking about it, you're just walking.
Just walking.
Right? Well, just motherfucking. You know what I'm saying? But once you think about it, motherfucker, all of a sudden, whoa, hard R's. Sir, are you okay? Are you offended? Did I do something to offend you? What happened? You've said mother. Like, whoa. When I say mother, it's like you forget that means mom. You know what I'm saying? When it's like motherfucker.
I feel like, though, I'm not going to even yell motherfucker, though, unless I'm pretty pissed. Like, I don't think I use that term too much otherwise, you know? Like, I feel like it would be warranted with both hard R's in mother and fucker.
If I were
to say it personally.
I get it.
And I wouldn't say, like, you use motherfucker, like, to describe, you know, something you can't find when you're looking for it. Like, where is that motherfucker? You know, I don't use, like, it definitely isn't, like, on the tip of my tongue like it is for you. just the phrase in general.
Oh, man. Well, hopefully nobody that hires me for professional services watches me, because them motherfuckers are going to be disappointed.
Whoops.
If we're being honest, if I was, like, building something, right? If I'm building a car, boom, and I got most of the car done. Now, I use a car because I bet a car is really hard. I bet it takes a long time to just build a car. And I don't mean like build it. I'm talking about like, you know, do a restoration. So I'm building the car, right?
One piece at a time, yeah, kind of like Johnny Cash style. Takes you know, a couple decades.
Oh, yeah. That boy had a 49. 57, 49, 49. 49 through 62, a Cadillac. He's like, well, the seats are from a 63, and that shit's hilarious, boy.
Great song. Shout out to Johnny Cash. Check it out. Is the name of that song One Piece at a Time? I think that's the name of that song.
One Piece at a Time.
And it didn't cost me a dime.
Oh man, I know the whole song by heart once it's playing, but I can't think of it right now. But yeah, basically like that. So imagine I'm making a car, right? Boom. And I'm building this car. Now, I've spent a lot of time, built this car, put a lot of time and effort. Here I am. I'm in the middle of it. I've now built the car, put the engine in. I did all this shit by myself. I had a lift. I did all this shit. Boom, bang. Got it in. I go. I start it up. And finally, for the first time, it starts. And I'm like, fuck yeah. And as I walk around and the car started, and I'm going to close the hood, but I accidentally knock the fucking the little arm down on its own, and the hood falls on my head. Oh my fuck! And on my way out, it also smashes my fingers.
Ooh.
I would probably go, motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah.
That's the only time I would add the Mars to it though. Like it would have to be really, you know. Like, it'd have to be a deep situation. You know what I mean? Like, even if it was just, like, all the exact same situation, except for it didn't start, it's right when I got the car, I opened the hood for the first time, it falls on my head, I'd be like, oh, fuck. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it
would there ever be a situation where the hard R is in one place or the other, but not both?
Motherfucker.
No, no way. Motherfucker.
Motherfucker. Hey, you know what? That's probably way more likely than motherfucker, because that's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. That is weird. I
slang
mean,
slang is weird.
It's just, it's getting weird. I've now heard this phrase too many times and it just sounds weird in my brain. Both.
What, motherfucker?
Yeah.
That's what happens to me in work. When I'm doing design work and I stare at words and like, words stop looking like real words so fast, and that's hella annoying when you're in the middle of, like, you know, trying to design something. Imagine you're designing a poster and the top of it says headline, and you write the word headline, and within 1 minute headline doesn't look real anymore. So you're trying to design around it, you're trying to do other stuff, but your eyes won't stop going, hey, are you sure that's a word? Is that real? Like, I've Googled the most basic words before. Property. Is that real? Property? Or did I make that shit up?
Property. Property. Property.
Property.
I was
property?
I was in a meeting today. I thought I made up the word epidemiology. I said epidemiology, and she didn't know what I was talking about. I was like, maybe I made that up. Maybe I made that up. Oh, no.
Sometimes. I get that word confused every time in my brain, anytime I want to say it, with the word... the word you said is epidemiology. What's the one about bugs? I think it's like epi. I always get, now I can't even think of the word.
I can't think of it either.
Because I tried so hard to just focus on epidemiology, because I use that one a lot more, obviously, than I do talking about people who are into bugs.
Oh, you know,
insects.
That's, I get it. It's entomology and etymology.
Yes.
Those are the ones that I get confused, where entomology is bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Etymology is words.
Those are the ones I get confused. Yeah.
So, and they're almost like, that's weird, dude. Language is so weird. It's
English,
like,
language is hella weird, but all language is really weird.
I mean, English is pretty weird, right? So you could have things where they sound the same. Etymology and entomology mean two entirely different things, right? But in Chinese, a lot of that language is determined not by the sound, but by the inflection. So there's like Chinese words that when you say, you know, regular, I don't know any Chinese words. I know ni hao. So if it was like ni hao, right, that might mean hello. But then ni hao, like with a different inflection, might mean fucking cabbage or something. I don't understand Chinese. Right. That's not the point. But the point is that's like, that's kind of crazy. And that so it's is. Like,
which I hear is why like Chinese is so hard to learn. That on top of that, they have like some incredible amount of characters in their alphabet, because it's
400 or 500. Because
it's all symbol based, and it's like different symbols that get bigger or smaller and get placed into different other symbols, and it builds other words. And it, like, I've heard it's a little easier to speak Chinese, like to learn to speak it, because if you don't deal with the writing part of it. Ooh.
That was a good one.
Gotcha there. But yeah, that it's a lot easier because the language in speaking terms is a little bit easier if you're like learning from somebody else speaking it, where you can hear these inflections and not try and read the same word and see the different, like, you know, symbol or whatever it is to change the inflection, mm-hmm. you know, in there. And so if you learn to speak it, it's a little bit easier because the language is all like syllable based. So like everything is like single syllable pronunciation. Like they don't get like weird spellings or weird symbols in there where like we have like words like through, like T-H-R-O-U-G-H, that have weird spelling rules that are kind of archaic for this time now. Like we should spell that word T-H-R-U, right?
Yeah.
It makes more sense with that of how we talk. And I do think language is going there where text messaging and like words that are like that, that are like laughter, like that word shouldn't be spelled the way, well, it doesn't sound like it should be spelled the way that it is. And I think from texting and like evolving through this, eventually I do think we'll get rid of, not rid of, but like a lot of those words will die off and they'll change their spelling to more phonetic spellings eventually. You know, I think this is like decades away.
Maybe. But my favorite word is Q.
Oh, and then like Q, U, Q. E, U, E?
Yeah, it's just one letter with a couple silent letters right afterward.
Yeah.
Hmm.
That's annoying.
I always thought it was Kwewe or something like Kwewe. That.
Kwewe. No, Q.
Until like Kwewe. I heard it and I was like, it's just Q? Why? The words that I still don't get how... I'm sure there's like a reason, but like
they're French. That's probably the reason.
Yeah, probably bologna and colonel, right?
Bologna is definitely colonel. French, and I'm pretty sure colonel is French too. That I feel like a lot of the words that like in English, because English is like a conglomeration of a lot of different languages, and we took a lot of like words, especially like that, that are very specific to things
we,
like
I
colonel.
Didn't do shit.
Sure, you're right. We, as in English speakers, but in general. But the original English speakers, I guess, were nobody that neither of us knew.
You mean the Anglo-Saxons?
Yeah, them Anglo-Saxons.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. What was I talking about?
Fucking, I don't know.
I don't know. Hey, want to talk about this beer you opened yours? Did you try it yet?
Not yet. I really like the label, though. That's probably my favorite part about this beer so far. This is the best label you've brought. Hands down, easily, 100%.
Really?
Best, the best label you brought, yeah.
What makes this label so goddamn
But before we go
nice.
Too far, I did want to know, in the characters thing you were talking about Chinese, did you know in Mayan that the Mayan letters are the Mayan letters and words and numbers and everything like that, they're, and even ideas and stuff, are represented like by hieroglyphs, right? We say like hieroglyphs. That's our way of saying like pictographs, right? Where it's like it's a little picture instead of something else. And when they got to like Mexico and Central America, Belize and shit like that, and they're finding all these Mayan ruins, right? And they were finding all of these tablets and things with writing. And each one would have its own pictographs all the time. And so these people started like spending all their time, these archaeologists were spending all their time trying to determine what like these letters were. So they were categorizing each time they saw one, each unique letter, they'd categorize it, boom, and they'd place it, and then they'd be, you know, the way that you kind of decipher languages, right? And they're looking at shit, and there are like thousands of letters, thousands. And they're like, dude, like how the fuck are we gonna figure out how to read all of this? You know what I mean? Like there's, you know, it's gonna take forever. And they were trying for years and years and years. You know what I mean? And then, I had to shut up and let that fizz talk a little bit. Boy, that fizz interrupted me, boy. But, and then, so these archaeologists, there was a husband and wife pair of archaeologists that went to Mexico. They were at some ruins, and they had been studying all the pictographs and all the stuff like that, and they had a huge, like, what would you call it? Like, book, I guess, of just as many as they could find and all this stuff. And so their kid, who's like 12 maybe, I don't know how old he is at the time, but he's a kid, and he's just there, he has to be there, you know what I mean, he's a kid. Mm-hmm. So he's just hanging out and he's just looking through all this shit, and he looked at him and was like, well, that's a jaguar and that's a jaguar. Now they don't look the same at all.
Mm-hmm.
But they're both jaguars, clearly. What if they mean the same thing? And so he started going through and looking at them and pairing similar things the way kids do, right? Mm-hmm. Just pairing what they were. Ended up being that that's exactly what they were. That each word, letter, idea, symbol, whatever was represented by something. But then each person that wrote would like interpret that symbol their own unique way, and it was kind of like their handwriting. So these people had gone through, found thousands and thousands of letters, but they weren't thousands of letters. They were all the same letters from all these different random people, like keeping journals and, you know, just random things. It could have been like a kid talking about whatever, but that's just the way that they carved out or they wrote out a jaguar. So on one part, the jaguar is like this full-form jaguar, and on this one, it's just the face. But as long as it's looking left, it means the same thing.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? And so once they kind of figured that out due to this kid, they were able to decipher a bunch, do a lot more language shit. And because of this kid, they were able to determine and decipher the Mayan calendar.
Huh.
Shout out that little kid.
Look at that.
And pictographs and matching shit. So, in honor of that kid, tell me all about Wood Experimental Trial 3. What the fuck? I mean, this is easily the tightest label, but I definitely don't understand it. Tell me what the fuck is going on. What's up with this beer?
So this beer's an experimental series out of New Image, which is a brewery up in Arvada, Colorado. And they do a lot of...
That's not the place in the mall that sells cool stuff?
Nope. And it's also not the skateboard store.
Sharper Image.
Also not the skateboard store, which I don't know if that one exists anymore.
What, Alien Workshop?
No, it's just called Image.
Oh, I don't remember Image. I remember Alien Workshop.
Pretty sure Image still exists.
I remember... what was the one? Flame Boy and...
World Industries.
Yeah, World Industries. Flame Boy. And what was the other one? The little water droplet. What was his name?
I don't know. Wet Willie or something.
Yeah, some shit like that. Yeah, boy. You don't remember? Or this? They don't have these no more?
I don't think they really do. I don't think they have like the crux on the Hot Topic and Zoomies Market like they used to.
I mean, Zoomies still has the whole skateboard section, and I go through that all the time. Yeah. I know that there's Blind. Blind is still a thing because I've gone through, and that little fucking Blind Reaper is still on every skateboard. Yep. I'm like, damn, dude, I used to have a Blind skateboard when I was like 12. Me boy, too. 21 years ago, and them motherfuckers are still going strong.
Damn. Yeah. So, this beer.
They don't have any skateboards?
They don't have any skateboards.
They are named Wood.
No, they're named New Image. What is the name of the beer?
The beer's named Wood.
The beer's named Wood. And so this one is... According to the label, this is their series where they make barley wine, which is one of my favorite styles. And then they toss different kinds of wood in there. And I think they're doing fresh wood in these. So the difference between like fresh wood versus non-fresh wood would mean that it hasn't had any spirits aged in it.
Boy, nobody better put their wood in my beer or I'm going to smack the shit out of somebody.
Justin, I thought you liked wood and beer.
This dude looks like he just tasted somebody's wood.
Yeah, that's interesting. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, so normally the wood that you have in beer is like a whiskey barrel that's already been like soaked in whiskey or gin or port or wine or something like that. This is fresh wood. So they're just like taking staves of wood and tossing them in there while it's aging. And it doesn't really describe what kind of wood this one is or anything like that. I guess the genus Acer saccharum, my guess is probably the type of... No, that seems like a sugar. I don't know. I don't know much more about this. It tells you what kind of hops are in here and what kind of malts. It seems like the style is an English barley wine, which is distinguished that it's usually a little bit more malt forward, not as hoppy. And you can see the hops are European hops. And so that's also a giveaway.
Damn, that's crazy. You were right. And then when you corrected yourself, you're still right. It's a sugar maple tree.
Tight.
God damn.
Huh. So
if only you knew that much about beer mugs, go ahead.
So yeah, I guess there's some sugar maple in here. And so a barley wine is like a pretty sweet, like heavier beer. This is definitely a little bit more on the thicker end of beers, I think, that we've had on the show. This one like rolls in at 13.5%, something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, and so it's a pretty stiff beer. Let's see how it is.
It's stiff beer and it's also wood.
This fucking guy. Guy Spencer. More like Gay Spencer, am I right? Was that wasn't a good flavor joke. It wasn't even offensive. It was funny. Guy, gay, wood, stiffies. Come on.
You're really reaching here, Justin.
No way. We're in a really fucking room. There's three dudes in this room, and we haven't stopped talking about wood or stiffs for like the last 45 seconds. Gay Spencer wasn't a good one, man.
That my dude, funny. Just let the jokes ride.
Well, you know what? Sometimes I need a little. Sometimes I say controversial stuff, and if you guys don't laugh, then it's just extra controversial. If you throw a little giggle, then other people will be like, ah, you know, I guess I'll take the joke.
Yeah, but you know, I'm not going to co-sign that joke.
I know. That's why I hesitated saying it, but I couldn't hold it in. It was too perfect. Fuck.
I mean,
I don't have anything against, again, that was not supposed to be offensive to gay people.
Justin,
y'all.
I won't hold any wood or stiff or stiffy, anything. I won't hold any of that against you.
You hold whatever the fuck you want. Just do it to your own self. You know what I'm saying? Do that shit on your own time to your own self.
Right on. But this beer is, it's tough. A little
it
bit.
It tastes a little minty. And that's weird because they used that color on the outside. And I thought about that when they used it, but I kind of liked it because I like that color. But in my mind, I was like, I wouldn't have used that unless there was almost a minty or menthol-y taste.
So are and you there sure almost you're not, is. Like, creating that in your mind?
Well, maybe. But you know what? Maybe, too. It kind of feels like you said that they do other beers, like they do aged beers in whiskey barrels, right? So they age the beer in whiskey barrels or stuff like that. That's normally the wood and stuff, and this is fresh wood. If you didn't tell me that and you just told me they age shit in barrels like that, I'd be like, oh, that makes sense. They must have aged this beer in Colgate barrels.
Colgate?
Hell yeah. They got
toothpaste.
They got these ones from Crest.
Damn, you get some fancy ass toothpaste. You got toothpaste that's been like barrel aged?
I mean, I'm sure they got barrel aged toothpaste. Fancy. And then they took those barrels, sent them over to New Image, and was like, here, dude, you know what I'm saying? Add a little fluoride to your guys'
We did this exclusive toothpaste that's barrel-aged toothpaste, and we're not really sure what to do with the barrels now. Obviously, the toothpaste sold out immediately, and so we're going to do some more one-offs, but we need to find a cheaper route here at Crest to get that flavor in there, so we're going to scrap the barrels, need to get rid of them. Are you guys interested, Arvada, Colorado?
No. They gave it to the barrel man first, and then he put his stiffy in there.
The Cooper.
All right, be the barrel man.
The Cooper.
The barrel man.
That's what a Cooper is.
No, his name was the barrel man.
No, his name is Cooper.
I'm talking about the barrel man.
No, he's like 6 foot two.
No.
White
listen,
dude named
listen,
Cooper.
Listen.
He was
listen.
In a frat.
You're not listening. This is like the same thing if I'm like talking about Drake and you're like, oh, you mean Aubrey? No, bitch, I mean Drake. All right, I don't know Aubrey. I don't know that motherfucker by first name, second name, eighth name. No, none of that. I know him by the barrel man. And the barrel man put his stiffy in that wood before they gave it here. And next time, disinfect that shit.
Yeah, I'm just saying though, that this is not barrel age. This is just got wood in it, which is a different thing. Like when beer ages in barrels, different things happen than just putting wood into the barrels because you lose the like influx because wood breathes.
Influx is a cool word.
Yeah.
Will you expand on what you mean by that influx?
Yeah. So wood breathes when. You know,
boy, wood does not breathe.
And when I say breathes, I mean that it absorbs
trees
and
breathe.
Then it absorbs and then releases, right? And it's going to do that like as the pressure in the air changes, the barometric pressure, as that changes, as the humidity in the air changes, the wood is going to go in and out. It's going to soak the liquid in, pull it in and out. But also when it's doing that, it's also going in and out, and there's like little microbes inside the wood, which can add into the beer. It can help ferment it. It can do other things to it. The other beers that we've had that were like really sour, that's where a lot of that sour comes from, is those microbes live inside the wood. And then when the liquid goes in, it can then go in and out as the wood absorbs and then releases that wood in its natural process, or breathing is what I mean. As it does that, it's going to change the flavor of the beer or add these microbes to the beer. And so you get a little bit different of a process than just, because it's also adding the element of interacting with the outside world through that breathing, right? So that's what makes like a beer that's been barrel aged for 12 months or 18 months like really, really delicious, because it gets that wood character from going in and out of that wood. And the longer it does that, and you know, that's like the trick to making whiskey, to wine, to barrel-aged beers, is all how do you treat the barrels over this process. Like, if you look at the barrel room from Jack Daniels and shit, like when they lost, I think it was Jim Beam, 2 years ago, lost a barrel house, which is just like...
They did a video about it.
Thousands of fucking barrels that are just stacked like two stories high, and they rotate these in because the difference in pressure between those bottom rack to the top rack is so different, and the humidity in the room is different. So they rotate all these barrels, and they have like, it's a very intense process. And they do this at beer like the spontaneous beer that we had before from Primitive Brewing. Like that beer spends at least all their beer spends at least a year.
So how long did this spend in wood?
They don't say anything about it. They don't say, they don't have any details.
How do you know it's not aged?
Well, because it's, so they said that we just, so they do describe that, they just say that they throw the wood in there. So
how much wood would it, wood chuck chug?
Yeah, they did put that on there. That was funny. But I think and it just takes a long time. And so what you can do when you're just putting wood in, the key to wood is surface area for flavor, right? So in a barrel.
The key to wood is surface area.
Are you going to try and make this into another joke about dicks?
I'm not at all. I feel like you're doing it. I feel like I've let at least 8 go, and I couldn't let that one go. That one was tossed up.
That's the one you wanted to die on the hill of?
Nah, man. Look, the thing is, it's like, it's more like, you ever play fetch with a dog that's mostly trained?
Yeah.
So if you have a stick or a ball, and you have a dog that's trained, you can tell them to stay. And then throw the stick in the ball and they'll stay, no matter how bad they want to go. But if you have a dog that's mostly trained, that's when you get the little jumps. And he stays, but he jumps. And he stays, and he jumps. But if you throw that stick fucking 5-6 times in a row, fifth, sixth time, he's going to run. And he's like, all right, you keep throwing the fucking stick, I'm going. Boom. Runs out. I'm a mostly trained dog, and you keep throwing me sticks.
I just want to point out that you're talking about your training around dick jokes.
I'm just talking about jokes entirely, but yeah, dick jokes especially. Dick jokes are some of the easiest ones.
Steve,
especially.
I'm
going to
make a dick joke. I know. I'm waiting. This is the third one. This is the third dick joke I could have made. And then the fourth one, fifth. And then by the seventh one, the eighth one, you're like, I got to do it. I'm going to throw the dick joke in.
Euphemisms are just like almost... They're like, you have to try to avoid them. To me, they're sticks, and I'm a mostly trained dog. All right, I've been trying to hold it, but you keep making dick jokes. You keep tossing up the ball, all right? So I'm keep making dick jokes. Stop talking about wood and stiffies and fucking how big the wood has to be and its surface area.
Well, gosh, if we can get our mind out of the gutter for one moment.
And pumping in and out of the beer. Gosh, all kinds of stuff you
what
said.
What has been going on in your brain while I've been talking about this beer?
Euphemisms, boy. You wasn't listening.
You just turned everything Nobody into else? An innuendo.
Euphemisms. They're funny unless if you miss them.
Unless if you miss them. Oh, man. I never heard that joke. I love your new jokes. Now, look, I can't be the only motherfucker that right now people are listening. Somebody else. Sure, maybe I'm the minority. Maybe everybody else is like, God, Justin, I'm trying to hear about the beer.
How the fuck does the surface area affect the flavor? They want to know. See, people want to know, Justin.
Well, you know what? Some people do. And other motherfuckers, a gang of us, was like, wood.
Is this dude talking about dicks?
He said wood.
He's talking about dicks.
He said wood.
He said stiff.
Oh, boy.
He said pump.
Gosh, I should have foreseen this bringing a beer called wood, but definitely missed that one. I don't even read the beer titles anymore, I feel like. I mostly just look at the style, and if I am interested in the style, then maybe I'll snag it. But this one...
He said snag.
I'm really not trying. Is that another one? I feel like I'm not even aware of that one, if that's some kind of innuendo.
That might be a native one. Shout out my native people and...
See, I'm not trying to do
catching them snags, boy.
I'm not trying to do this at all. Justin has brought it to where it is on his own.
I didn't do this. Boy, you did this. Okay, shit. I just said it out loud. I said what at least somebody else was thinking.
I don't know. If you look at a painting and that a color in that painting is like obviously not so obviously a color, and it's like maybe red, maybe orange, but somebody comes up and starts shouting at you about how it's red and red and red, and you walk up and somebody already has just started shouting you about it being red, you're going to go up there and look at it and say like, yeah, that's red. Who would think it's orange? Because you've already been influenced, or you've already been, your opinion has already been changed.
I'm
by
lost what this has to do with it.
Well, that's because you read it wrong.
Exactly. When you walk up to a painting, you try and read that shit, it's tough. And what I'm trying to say, Justin, is just you painted the picture to what it was.
If you painted a picture that looks like a dick until you get 5 feet from it, that's not my fault. All right.
So I mean, it is for your fault if it's not a dick, and then you get 5 feet from it, and it's not a dick, but you thought it was a dick the whole time. That is your fault. That,
no, like,
you,
it's
6 feet
you
for social distancing.
It's just once you see the dick, then you can't not see it. Haven't you ever seen them kind of pictures?
But if you don't see a dick, if you see a car and you can't stop seeing a car, then you see a car. But your mind is choosing to see the dick. That's it, Justin.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's
no,
on
no,
you.
No, no. First of all,
you're seeing the dick in the story, in the painting.
Sexuality is innate to the human brain. It's literally part of what we do. Our minds, our subconsciouses are made to point that shit out. It's why it's offensive. For like somebody just walk around naked, you'd be like, what are you doing? We got kids around here and shit. That's offensive, right? Well, because that's a sex thing. That has to do with sex. There's a sexual thing going on there, and that is a very prominent part of our brains as human, as any species on planet Earth. Sex is a very prominent part. That's how we survive. That's why we're here. If it wasn't, we wouldn't be here.
Did you see the thing about the crabs?
When you keep making euphemisms or things to me that sound like euphemisms about dicks, I'm gonna be like, "Hey, dickhead, listen." Stop it. You're offending everybody.
All right. You're right. Maybe I should apologize to everybody out there. I shouldn't be talking about dicks so much.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Steven's apology video will be coming to you this summer.
Dang, am I going to get canceled?
Boy.
It's too early to get
canceled. I've been canceled.
Yeah, but you get canceled like a Star Trek program gets canceled. You're just like, oh, shit, there's another one now. Huh. Cool. Not that there's another you. That was just the best example I could come up with.
Okay, that's a cool one. That is true, very true, but Star Wars probably more Star Trek probably more true than anything else ever. But my mind immediately said, like, damn, how come you just say Fast and Furious? Anyways, not the point. This beer tastes like toothpaste. And that's how I feel about it.
Do you get a mint flavor from this? Any kind of menthol, any kind of mint?
I was just gonna say that Clickhole had an article in 2017 that connoisseurs rejoice. Colgate is releasing its 85-year barrel aged signature reserve toothpaste for a limited time.
Fuck yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
Shout out to Colgate, because that's what I said first. And then I put the period on that joke using Crest, but I said Colgate first for the motherfuckers who got it. Do you taste it or no? You know what it is? It tastes like peppermint schnapps.
Haven't had that.
I've had too much.
Makes me want to throw up.
Yeah, it really does remind me of like a Christmas drink.
A Christmas drink?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder where that's coming from, because
I think it's the mint.
The what?
The mint flavor.
It may not be mint.
No. Like that's what I'm saying, though. Like, where is that flavor coming from? Because all
that
wood, in
here, boy, they used some mint wood or something. I'm telling you, they went to Colgate.
They got the Colgate wood.
And it was like, yo, them barrels. You didn't throw them away, did you? You said when
the
was
barrels
that,
from the toothpaste?
You said when was that? When was that? That article?
2017, but it's also Clickhole, so it's.
Who gives a fuck? It's fucking. It's real, all right. As far as I'm concerned, it's real. And 2017. So these motherfuckers went back. 2018 was like, hey man, you didn't throw away them barrels, did you? And he was like, nah.
You mean them barrels from the toothpaste back in 2017, the barrel-aged toothpaste? Did we throw those away?
Why the fuck would Colgate have any other barrels?
Well, I mean, Colgate.
You think they have barrels of toothpaste at Colgate?
A couple. I mean, obviously, you heard the article. It's
they
a Clickhole article. That's
tanks.
As reliable as a Vibe article.
Yeah, but that's what I'm talking about. That's a different. Those barrels are what they used here. I'm talking about if they have real barrels over there at Colgate, they won't have barrels. They have tanks. Otherwise, they put the toothpaste directly into the tube.
Put the toothpaste in the tube. All right.
Haven't you ever seen Willy Wonka? Charlie and Charlie Chocolate Factory, actually.
I've seen both.
Willy Wonka's classic. Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, weird. Cool, though. I ain't mad at Tim Burton or Johnny Depp or weird characters.
Or CGI Oompa Loompas.
The same dude over and over. Weird. I get it. Songs are trash. Weird. I get it. But, you know, still cool. I ain't mad at it. Anyways, that's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
And that's the one that's from.
What's the book called?
Because remember his dad works at the toothpaste factory or whatever, and he brings him all those toothpaste caps, and he makes the thing with it.
Yeah.
What is what called?
The book.
The book is called Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. The movie was called Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Ronald Dahl actually hated, or Roald Dahl. Roald Dahl. How do you say that for his name?
Roald.
Roald. I always thought it was Ronald until like fucking 3 years ago. And then I was like, holy shit, this is like one of those Berenstain Bear things.
Damn, you got Mandela effect.
Yeah, boy, and I was like, fuck.
Mandela effect.
Yeah, I'm like, are you for real? And I had to like go look at everything. I thought somebody spelt it wrong.
Do you think there's going to be a Mandela effect around the COVID-19 virus? People are just going to forget that it happened and be like, no, that didn't happen.
Hell yeah, there will.
You heard it here first.
Easily. Not the point, though. Well, maybe not. The difference is that there's a lot more documentation of this stuff. Stuff was easily forgotten in the past. Mm-hmm. I don't know how easily forgot things will be, because we aren't so forgetful of things we have video or pictures of.
Everybody's got a camera in their pocket now.
And so who knows what that means in the future when they say, well, you know, everybody back then had Photoshop too, so that's not so credible or whatever, you know.
But we document a lot of more ordinary shit now, you know.
That's
like
true.
Like snaps and like all the quick stuff. Like a lot of stuff.
Anyways, what was I about to say, though?
I think you were going to talk about how much you love this beer. It's minty. It's trash. Delicious.
And it tastes like peppermint schnapps. And peppermint schnapps reminds me of like the first time I ever got faded and that hangover the next day. And I've never, ever appreciated. And I was in like seventh grade. And I've never, ever appreciated peppermint schnapps.
Yeah, I can't even
maybe
chew.
Sixth grade, maybe.
I can't even chew peppermint gum, like full on flavored peppermint gum, because of my past experiences with peppermint schnapps too many.
I remember I woke up the next day and ate bread and then threw it up and then cried. I was like, I can't even eat bread. I'm
damn,
like,
that was like
10 years
have
old.
Have you ever read any of those
stupid ass? That's why you don't get all faded.
Have you ever read any of those one sentence stories or two sentence stories? There's some really sad ones, but you just had a really good one. I ate bread and then I cried.
And then I cried.
Just that's the whole story. That's it.
The I got really faded. Famous. I got a hangover in the morning and I ate bread and then I threw it up and I cried. The end. Yeah.
That's the review I'm going to put for this beer.
That's what this shit tastes like, and I'm having trouble. Like, I would definitely slam it. If I hate it, I slam it. So I get rid of it. And I'm like halfway, dude, and I'm having trouble slamming it because I'm going to gag. And if I gag, it's over. If I gag, that shit'll come up.
Well, then don't do that.
And if I throw up right here, I bleach the floor and everything, just so we're clear, I'll bleach it again. But if I throw up right here, I mean, that's COVID city. Boy, that's like Ebola. That's how y'all get everything that I got.
Yeah, I know. And just last week, you were cheering for me to throw up.
Outside.
Oh, yeah.
That's and then we got a comment saying that you should have done it. So, sorry.
They did? Who said I should have done it?
The people.
We're fighting.
CJ, the people said you should have done it.
She's just thrown up. She just made myself throw up.
Shout out to the people also said.
Disrespectful to PBR.
One of the people also said that while you might have almost thrown up, you took the shotgun like a champ, and I spilled mine.
You had a little at the beginning, a little.
I say about 2 tablespoons. Shout out to Carlos. Me and Carlos were arguing about it, and he said that I had about, I don't know, about 4 liters. And I was like, man, you tripping, boy. I lost about 2 tablespoons, maybe. And it makes me want to shotgun another beer.
You shotgun one of these.
I'm not shotgunning this fucking. Oh, my God. I'll absolutely throw up before I even finish. it'll start coming out of my nose, dude. Oh man, I can't do it. I'd have to wear nose plugs.
Ooh, is that gonna be a new rating scale for the beers? Shotgun it or take a shotgun?
I mean,
damn. I mean,
it's too easy. I think. Well, for me at least.
Hold up. No, because craft beers. Here's the thing: is that craft beers. Nobody on the internet who reviews beers would shotgun a craft beer.
Wrong.
Because here's why.
I sent you one on Instagram.
I know I watched it, but here's why.
I was like, oh my gosh.
I get it, but here's why. Can you hear my logic, please? Shit. Nobody reviews these beers, that craft beers, would shotgun a craft beer because they enjoy the taste. See, they enjoy all the same shit you was talking about, mouthfeel and wood and stiffies and all that. And so y'all fuck with all that. And don't look at me that way. Boy, that shit was funny. And what the fuck was I going with that? Oh, and so they wouldn't do that to this beer. They wouldn't disrespect the beer that way.
Wrong.
Hold up, shut the fuck up. The point was, don't give a fuck, and I will disrespect the beers that way. I'd rather shotgun a gross ass beer like this. I just can't do it now that I've tasted it already. Because then it's like, you know. Then
it's all up in your mind.
Then you hear the euphemism and you can't stop hearing them.
Yeah, then it's just wood in your mouth, Justin.
Boy, if you don't shut the fuck up, you take it back. This is new image. You want me to take
the wood out of your mouth?
Boy, if you don't stop turning my own joke on me, dude. Straight up, dude. You're disrespecting my joke, dude. Shit.
Oh, my goodness. I do kind of hear where you guys are.
Those were hitters, boy.
Yeah, I want to know what you think about it, because you use stiff to describe it.
I've been trying to get into it.
Yeah, what does that mean?
Like, whatever.
Without a euphemism else. After.
All right, I'm going to do my best to make this as dull as possible and try and keep my adjectives.
Go to 20 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds. No more than a minute.
I don't need that long to talk about it.
You say that, and then you'll like start talking about some other beer we had, which is cool and everything, but we go on. So go 45 seconds, starting now.
Now. All right. Well, I kind of hear what you guys are saying with the minty flavor, but I don't really get like mint. I get like the underlying like kind of vegetative, like green, fresh. Like I do get like a fresh, like plant. Like a fresh vegetative like aspect to it, and also just like a fresh like it's not the smell of fresh cut wood, but it's almost like the taste in your mouth of fresh cut wood, like when you're smelling it, that you almost like, it almost like, if it's really like a strong wood, like a cedar, if you've ever been around cedar, it's such a strong smell.
That's true.
That Remind when it's cut, you could said. Almost taste that, like you could almost taste like that scent in your mouth. It's so strong. And so with this, I get a little bit of that taste with like real fresh cut wood. It's not so much there like in the nose, but then it does come through with like this heat of alcohol on the swallow. Like after you swallow it, it just feels like a shot almost. Like not like a strong shot, but like a shot of
it's mouthwash.
Or kind of, and it, because it gives your mouth, like it heats your mouth, yeah, like a burn, like spirits. Like it does have like a weird spirit profile, which is weird because it's not a spirited wood. It's just really strong beer. So it makes me curious.
Is it a ginger?
A ginger?
Yeah, it doesn't have a soul.
I mean, I barley wine has soul. I think barley wine has soul.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. Well, I mean, soul is a category in the BJCP list of criteria on their tasting menu, like if beer has a soul or not, like you gotta check it.
No spirits is all I was going with that.
gotcha.
But anyways,
I mean, it's really strong. I did save one of these to just keep for probably, I won't probably drink it for another year or two, and just to see
what the fuck is wrong with you.
Well, because it's a strong beer, 13.5%. And a lot of like malt and sugars, and so I can let this beer age, where some of that like heat and alcohol that's up front, that's going to mellow out a little bit over the year or 2 years or however long you want to like sit on a beer like this. It'll mellow out because like some of that stuff is just kind of meld in, and a lot of that fresh flavor is not going to be there so much. Huh? This wood? I mean, this will go in my linen closet where I keep my other aged beers or other beers I'm aging. Your other wood? No, the other ones have different names that aren't wood. I think there's one that's called Batch 1000, and I think there's one called it's another oaked barley wine. I don't remember the name of it. I think it's just called red oak or something like that. But crazy. I'll bring those on when they're ready to drink. But I think I had them all fresh, and they all need age. Like this one definitely, I think, will do good with age, where some of that burn, that that big kind of spicy, not spicy like a chili spice, but spicy as a tequila, whiskey, it blows up your mouth a little bit.
That bomb bomb, boy.
It has that bite to it. And I think that'll mellow out a little bit, which will bring out the sweetness a little bit in the beer because your senses aren't kind of being overwhelmed by the heat. And I think age will do well with this one because, that fresh wood doesn't really help mask any of the bigger things that a barrel aged beer would, or gives it a chance to kind of massage some of the flavors a little bit more in the barrel rather than just tossing a bunch of wood chips in, which is my guess is what they did with this.
Not Crest. Crest is what they did. That was not 45 seconds or a minute, but I wasn't mad at that description at all.
Because as soon as you ask me a question, I disregard your time limits.
I know that's true. and I was just talking shit to be funny, not because it really matters. But that was actually a really good description because when you hit it on that alcohol, I was like, oh, you know what? Maybe it's mouthwash.
It's weird how our brain will just grab parts of flavors that we know, especially the mouthwash thing. It might have been the alcohol. It might have been the vegetative. It might even have mint that I'm missing. It could easily have mint.
Orange mouthwash.
Orange mouthwash.
You ever have the orange mouthwash? The
orange Listerine?
Yeah, fuck. My dad always has that shit. There's something fucking wrong with him. And he always has that orange Listerine. And it's disgusting.
And it's barely orange. It could also be just a golden brown. Peppermint
schnapps put together.
Ugh. Peppermint schnapps, man. Can we stop mentioning that?
No, because it makes me not be able to slam this.
Don't slam it. Go get... I brought two other beers that just to sip on.
Boy, first of all, we already talked about this. You know, if I kill it, I eat it.
Yes, and opening the can is killing the beer. Murderer. You're almost done, though. I mean, and also, drinking one of these at 13.5%, a 5% beer is equivalent to the government of a shot, right? A 5% beer. And this one's at 13.5%. And so...
Modelo, por favor. Un modelo, por favor. And something about a half shot. You talking about we taking a half shot with this?
No.
That's cool. We took a shot last time. Man, I was drunk. My bad for interrupting you so much. Or interrupting you right now while you were talking about how it's half alcohol or something. Half a shot.
No, it's not half a shot, but...
What did you just say then?
A full shot is... one 5% beer, so one Modelo is considered equal to one shot, considered equal to, I think it's a 8-ounce glass of wine. When you're considering drunk driving rules, when you read the little, I know you know the booklet.
Yeah.
You read the booklet.
I was at a live of 25. I did that class at least 13 times.
Right? Justin's been alive 13 times since 25.
I did it three times. It was terrible. I was a terrible driver when I was 16, 17, 18. What were you going to do?
Yeah. Yeah, would you? Yeah, we all. I feel like everybody is a bad driver when they're that old, in one way or another, whether they speed or just drive like shit. Fuck, what was the time? I don't want to talk about fucking drivers. What was they?
You were talking about when you were young and you were driving drunk that one time.
So I'm just cruising down the street with a 40 in my lap. Right?
Cruising down the street in my 6.4.
Hey, that's a cool song. It might be on a playlist at some point.
Hey,
y'all, tell me about something about that.
I know that that we talked about the playlist earlier. Not to switch subjects, all crazy. But
I think we barely touched on it, though. I think we mentioned it on recordings that have been released. We mentioned it maybe once, but I think we're gonna re-up the playlist that we have on Spotify, where it's a combination of just stuff that we'll put on every week. Each week is just gonna be separated. Well, right now it's going to be separated by one of the greatest songs that's ever been recorded and can be listened to. That if you ever skip this song when it comes on, we're probably not going to be very close of friends if that happens. What song am I talking about?
Nothing But a G Thing.
Ooh, that's the one, but we can't have that one yet.
What are you talking about?
We can't have that one yet.
Why can't we have... We can't have what?
Nothing but a G thing.
Why?
Because it's not on Spotify.
It is on Spotify.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
What? What? No.
It's nothing but a G thing, baby. Spotify recently released... Or I guess maybe not Spotify. It's probably Dr. Dre. In his...
What's his label called?
He's on Interscope, but it's
what's his like
Aftermath. Aftermath. But the point is that they put the Chronic back on that motherfucker. And boy, would you listen to that shit? I can't play too much, boy, because Dr. Dre come after you, boy. Quick.
Real quick. Quick. Real quick.
You're coming after me right now. I'm a fan, my guy. Relax.
And we're just trying to play long enough to get his attention. That's it. That's it. We don't need him. We don't need enough of his attention. We don't need too much.
Yo.
But it is separated by that song now. Hell yeah. Blessed be the people that made that happen.
Thank you, Dr. Dre.
Because I'm so happy to have the Chronic on my Spotify. I saw that come on this morning and I put it on right away. Start with that intro. And you just start. Oh man, that like it just brings me back so much when you hear that like classic like West Coast like whistle whine kind of like.
That's a like, lead, but yeah, go ahead.
I don't know the specific name. Sorry, I just know.
I can hear it in my head right now. I'm in.
I'm
in a lowrider right now, my guy.
Ooh.
Justin's in my mind, when I picture myself in a lowrider, I'm. 100%, no matter what I'm doing. Dude, I've thought of myself in a lowrider, driving to work, to meetings, pulling up to meetings, dude, where I would know I'm pulling up to Panera to meet with some dudes that are paying me good money to do something, and they know that I could do it, and we've done it before, so I feel all extra fun and confident as I'm pulling up. And in my mind, I've had the daydream that I'm driving a lowrider, pulling up to fucking Starbucks to meet these two dudes for a meeting, and they're sitting outside, and I pull up in my shit in like a fucking 79 Monte Carlo, all fucking nasty ass purple.
Ugh. All fucking gold. Purple's disgusting. All
gold everything. Call it Kobe.
Ooh.
And I pull up, and no matter what my daydream, and I've had that daydream of pulling up to fucking pulling through the drive-thru. I want a lowrider.
Tacos Rapidos.
But that's not the point. The point is that every single time I picture myself in a lowrider, it's always in slow motion. Always.
Is there always wind too, like blowing your hair back?
No, not at all. There's always slow motion, and it's, man. I picture myself in my mind. Yeah, for y'all that can't see what I just did, just picture what you would do if you was in a lowrider right now.
And if you're
listening to motherfucking Nothing But a G Thing in slow motion. I don't know if that's what my head would do or not. I don't know how this looks.
Yeah. Depends on if you see somebody outside the car. I feel like you got to see somebody outside the car. You know, if you're listening to that song in slow motion.
Death Row is the label that pays me. I'd be in the lowrider not driving, dude, doing that. Right? So just imagine whatever you'd be doing in a lowrider, just do it in slow motion. And you have a little, you know what I'm saying? Now you've entered my brain for a moment.
What if it's your first time ever, I mean? Like riding in a lowrider, and you're afraid you're gonna break something?
Hell no, I've never been afraid I'm gonna break it. Fuck it.
I know, but like I've never been in a lowrider, and if it was my first time, and somebody was like that, and I was like, "This is my first time."
It's my lowrider though. It's my lowrider. My lowrider.
Yeah.
Give a fuck if I break it. It's mine. You know what I'm saying? That's my measurement of success, because I don't want to like spend my money on a lowrider until it's like extra money.
Hmm.
But when it's extra money like that, I'll spend money on a lowrider real quick, boom, bang. That's when you know I feel like I'm successful, when I pull up in a lowrider.
So once you,
damn, that's tight. Justin thinks he's successful now. Boy pulled up.
Justin thinks like he made it.
Boy pulled up in a 63 Impala. God damn.
Hell yeah.
Candy orange.
Candy orange.
All gold everything.
Woo, still all gold.
Triple gold D's.
Call it.
Hey.
I'm trying to let you name your orange lowrider with all gold everything. What's that one? The last one was Kobe. What's
I call
one?
It Big Perm.
Oh, Big Perm.
I mean Big Worm.
See, there you go.
What's up, Big Perm? I mean Big Worm. That's what I call it. I call it Big Perm. And that's what it would be to me, too. It'd be my Big Perm. It'd be my flex. It'd be my... That's... I'm successful now. Shut up. I just pulled up on my 63 Impala Candy Orange.
Do you see this? All gold everything? Golly. Everything.
You know what I mean? And then it's like, damn. You know? Oh, that's Justin. He did that. And
Justin must be
doing
good.
And if not, I'll tell you right now. And if not, if that's never a thing, it's okay. Because I've had the daydream so many times, in so many ways, in so many situations. All of them in slow motion. Come on, dude. Like, to be honest, like, it's all right. I've already lived that. And I'm going to do it. But, you know, it's just one of them things.
One of them.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm excited.
It's an everyday thing to roll.
I'm excited to like be nervous in my first lowrider ride. Just take a ride with your homie J-Ro. Lowrider. I'm excited. I can't wait to ride in your lowrider.
Boy, I'm gonna put a fucking. It's gonna have a chain steering wheel. I can't wait, dude. It's gonna be stupid.
I just might.
It's gonna be
what
so
I'm most
stupid,
excited
it's
for.
Tight. It's gonna be one of them ones where you're like, "Yo, you're not even supposed to drive that shit." I'd be like, "I know. That's why I got two."
That's why I do it anyway.
You know what I'm saying? It's like them shoes you're not supposed to wear. That's why I got two.
I'm just excited.
When you don't wear, when you leave in the garage.
I'm excited to experience this like phenomenon of slow motion that happens when you get into your low rider. That's what I'm most excited about. That you just
it's
get
not gonna
that
be slow
shit
motion in real life. It's just gonna feel like slow motion because that's gonna be the rush, dude.
What kind of dream are you selling me? I thought this was happening in slow mo.
No, so have you ever done something that you love and it feels like slow mo? Or not even necessarily something you love, something that gives you a rush. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In the middle of some boom, something happens, you get an adrenaline pump, boom, and all of a sudden, shit's going in real time. But like when you think back on it, it's like, man, that kind of like felt like slow motion. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
You guys have had that feeling before. That's sure. A real feeling. I'm talking about, I'm so excited for a lowrider. If I got a lowrider, that's exactly how I'd feel no matter what. So that's like the daydream I have. The daydream I have matches that. By the time I'm in the daydream, I'm already picturing myself. It's like a memory. Too loped out, going crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me.
There we go. So I'm excited for that dream. But I was curious, how are you feeling with the current COVID situations? We're on the brink.
I'm feeling fuck the COVID. COVID wants on me. Come up on it, homie. Come flex on me.
That's it.
Shit, find me.
I think that's the right way to approach it. That, a combination of...
And wear your mask.
Pine Sol injections, mask wearing.
I've been wearing my mask. Y'all been wearing your mask? Don't be coming over here if you ain't wearing your mask, boy. Or if you ain't wearing your mask when you around... When you walk in here, you wear your goddamn mask. You don't come around me with that bullshit. Keep that shit to you.
I don't leave my house.
To your lonesome.
But
well, I be going places sometimes. I got to go do stuff. I got to go to the stove. Where you think the bleach come from?
See,
bro?
I stopped going to the stove. I just order everything online. Just got to plan a little bit ahead. Get some Instacart. Pay like $4 for delivery. I've been in the grocery store in like 6 weeks.
But you know what? There's a part of me. First of all, I can't do that online delivery stuff. It makes me feel weird. Because... I don't know. There's this weird... This is going to sound stupid. And I'm sure it's actually probably counterproductive the more I think about it, but it doesn't matter. Because in my mind, it's like this. It's like those dudes at the local store. Here's King Soopers, right? So here at King Soopers, these cats got to go to work. And it's the local chain, and they're the ones who have to stay open. They're the ones who got to go to work. They got to be there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And by giving all my money either to Amazon, Whole Foods, which is Amazon, or fucking the delivery service, which charges me all the fucking money, where, you know what I mean, for the groceries, you know what I mean? I feel like probably putting extra stress on them cats that got to do all of that work there. And I'm like, man, I just feel like almost an obligation to go to the store and almost like support that. right? But now that I think about it, in that sense, it makes me go to the store more. I'm sure I could do other things, whatever. It's probably putting stress on them motherfuckers because they do got to be there, and that's why they got to be there, because motherfuckers keep going, like me. But at the same time, I can't help it. It's like there's a part of me that wants to, like, it's like, hey, man, like, you out here putting in your work, and if I don't come, then your job goes away. You know what I mean? And it's like, if I buy all my shit on Amazon and everybody thinks that's easier, then motherfuckers don't go to King Supers no more. And it's like, well, you know, I don't know how, you know, a few weeks is all whatever, but what if, you know, I don't know, if the months go if people treat it that way. And so I feel an obligation to go to that shit. So I go.
And so I have, I don't think it's silly at all what you're saying there, because I have this, I have the same feeling with that, though. But on top of that, because I don't think it works the way that you're describing so much that the money isn't going to the grocery store in that aspect, where, because if you order from Instacart, so yes, there's the Amazon, Whole Foods, like that monopoly thing going on too. But then there's also Instacart, which is a website that's like a third party that you can order different stuff from different grocery stores in the same order. How many grocery stores you're charged a delivery fee for each grocery store if you want to do multiple. I usually just stick to one. But then you get charged a delivery fee for that. It's usually between $4 and $8 depending on demand.
And who gets paid for that shit? Instacart?
Well, so Instacart has their own employees. And so it's not the King Supers employee who goes and picks my order, right? It's an Instacart employee that goes and picks. And so how I think is like, well, so part of it is the caveat that I can only do this with the operational thinking of that they're making sure that the employees that they're hiring and using are healthy.
I was going to say, but how many stores do you think they're going to?
I don't know enough about the setup of Instacart or any of these systems. But I do have to rely that I hope that all these people are healthy and making good decisions. And because like my whole thing is the same as yours, where I see this as like a lot of people who might be out of work might be going into this field of delivery because it is a hot field. It's something they can do like a little bit more gig economy style, where it's like sign up, work when you want kind of stuff. And that's why like sometimes it does suck where you can't, like I'll refresh for a full day and I won't get an appointment slot for delivery. But recently they've upped their employment and they've also like, I think, complied with some demands because there were like some small strikes in Instacart and so small strikes at Amazon as well. And so I think
who owns Instacart?
I'm not sure who owns Instacart. It's probably some other grocery conglomerate or some other giant company. I wouldn't be surprised if fucking Walmart owned it.
All right. Well, let me argue with you for a second because that's what I do.
Don't define yourself so narrowly.
Oh, no, I'm pretty narrow. I argue. I don't mean to. It's what I do. I'm sorry. But this is the way I think. So tell me real quick. This is how I would see it. So Instacart hires these people, right? And then you, as a person, you make an order on the grocery store. Boom, bang, they get a list. Instacart person gets the list. They go to the grocery store, grab all that shit. Boom, bang, pow. Take it to your house. Then somebody else orders something or already did, and they bounce. But I assume they don't go to the same ones.
The same ones as what?
The same store. It's not like, oh, these delivery people are subject to this store, right? They're most likely going all the way around an area. There's probably 8 stores in the area, boom, bang, and they go depending on these things that they get, these little pings they get, boom, bang. I don't know how that shit work. I'm just guessing. All right? Boom. And they move. So now they're going to multiple places. And then they're going multiple places around more people and grabbing stuff and then taking it to delivering it to your house. Is that or is that not more risky than me just going to one store? And while I risk being there, I've got a mask. And most people are wearing masks when I'm at the store, at least. And I try to go on like a weekday, late evening, you know what I mean? An hour before they close, not too late before they close, but not too, you know what I mean? And try to catch before it's like when it's not packed or anything, but it's still kind of packed. And everybody seems to be wearing masks. I grab my shit, I woo-dee-woo, and I bounce. But I go to the same store every time. I've been to 3 stores, and I've been to them multiple times. I've been to PetSmart, I've been to the King Supers, and I've been to the gas station, the 7-Eleven. Oh, and I've been to Shell, but I didn't go inside. Right? And so it's like, I could count the places I've been as far as like stuff like that's concerned. Is that or is that not like more safe than trusting that service that got motherfuckers just boom, bang, going over here, getting that shit on his shirt, going over here, getting that shit on his shirt for someone else, going over here and spreading that shit all around, whoop-de-woo, bringing that shit, putting that shit on your stuff. And then you got to like disinfect it all crazy. I spray mine down with Lysol real quick and I feel cool. You know? I hit it with a bang bang real quick.
So I hear you there a little bit. But my argument there would be that it's easier to control the if there was a contaminant on something, it's easier to control like touch with this contaminant. Which would be like them touching the things that they're grabbing and pulling it in, all that, than it is to control like people wearing masks or breathing or having like an environment that multiple people are around, right? Like even though you might not have been around the cough might still be like lingering around the candy bar that you grab, right? And so that's where it's just like there's still more people involved in your situation. Maybe they're not people you see, but they're people that are there.
That's true.
Virally, I guess, from the future, the past. I don't know which is the right one there. But my thing is it's a little easier to control. Like I said, it's all predicated on I'm just assuming that it's happening, that they're being smart around like these things where they're but using see, that's gloves.
That, but
I know, but I have to assume it.
That's
because
depending on somebody else rather is, than you could like depend on yourself and right. not assume anything.
But depending on myself, I think is more like, risky. I think that's more risky.
But you can also take all the precautions leave. There too. Motherfuckers go with gloves and this and that. And then other people talk stuff about them. Oh, you're going with gloves. But yo, if you go in with new gloves, and then when you leave, you take off the gloves and you throw them away. Like, that's what it's for. First of all, throw them away in a goddamn trash can. If I find you in the fucking parking lot, throw some gloves away. We're catching fucking hands, B. Fucking hands, damn it.
Uh-huh. You
know what I'm talking about?
Justin's going to sit there like, wait till I get these new gloves on.
Fuck your
somebody
ass
throw
up.
These in a trash can. I'm putting my new...
Boy, yeah. I seen them put the pictures
right
they were
there, he's ready.
Whew. I won't look like that, but I'm going to fuck
surgical
you up.
Surgical gloves.
No lie, I will fuck your ass up if I saw you throw some shit, throw your gloves out there. But again, I don't give a fuck if you're old lady, you catch these hands, B. Listen, fuck around.
Damn,
and get
the
myself
only
excited.
Old,
fuck
the only old lady
excited,
listening
shit.
Is my mom, and so I feel a little.
Well,
bit
you know
attacked
what? Your mom
right
is gonna
there.
Be cool. I'm sure she's gonna throw away her gloves in the best way possible. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout out to Mama Delicio. Appreciate you watching. Now, any other old ladies, you fucking throw your gloves around, you can catch these fucking hands, damn it.
Right there, let them know.
Yeah, no, but besides that, if you just use them, throw them away, again, you just do your thing. Now, I don't use gloves. I do hand sanitizer. That's the only time I do hand sanitizer. Hand sanitizer is not good for your fucking hands. Don't just be doing that shit all day long. It's how you get warts. You can, I don't know if that's how you get warts. That's just what I heard. But it's not good for your hands. I know that for damn sure. 100%, no lie. Take that part seriously. What the fuck is it just saying? Oh, you go in there. I use hand sanitizer right when I go in. And then I make sure I'm like real, real careful about like not touching my face or anything like that. I grab stuff. I know, you know, I'm not like extra. But I'm a little Howie Mandel about it. Boom, bang. Walk through. I keep my 6 feet. I grab my stuff. It's all self-checkout. Boom, bang, do my thing on the way out. They have them sitting there. Boom, hand sanitizer real quick. Hit that shit. When I get in my car, I have more hand sanitizer. Hit a little half squirt just in case their hand sanitizer watered down. Y'all know how they got to like cut costs sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to depend on other motherfuckers is the point. And so hit myself with a little bit extra real quick. Boom, and I'm cool. And then I get home. And when I get home, they're sitting right here. I hit them all with a lot.
Well, the bottom line. The bottom line of what I wanted to say. Quick,
and boom, bang. Right. Now I'm cool. And I'll tell you that if that's not cool, if that don't sound extra, if a bunch of people were like, damn, I'm not even doing that, that's extra, right? I don't know if them motherfuckers are doing all that. That like you got like Purell that shit. You don't know if that motherfucker got
right. The but Justin, here's the other thing though.
Picked his nose. Justin, put it all in his shit. He walks up with a mask, but did he have a mask the whole time?
I've only gone into. Let me see. In the last like 4 weeks, I've had to go into the liquor store, which is generally the same two. I've only been to two liquor stores. And they're both pretty good about shit. One's real small. One's like a little bit bigger, but, and then I've been inside my office for like 5 minutes at a time. And that's it. Like I haven't gone to the grocery store. I haven't gone into a bank. I haven't gone into, here. I've been here. Which and this means is, this is literally the only other place. You've been
all those other places I just told you.
Right. But the thing is, if,
6 degrees of separation, my guy.
But that's my whole argument. If you guys were on the same level as me of like, I've only been to three places in 6 weeks where I've actually stepped inside somewhere else because I've been ordering a lot of this stuff. Yes, I am with the assumption that like the ordering, but those people who go into Instacart have the same opportunity as you to hit the hand sanitizer, hit that shit. I'm hoping that they're being supplied with extra shit as much as they can with sanitizer, masks, all that shit. But also it's somebody else is getting paid through this. Like that's the main point of this is that I'm okay with paying $4, $8, $10 to get them to deliver my shit. Also, you get to tip them. And it's not just like you order shit and it comes in.
Yeah, but because they're not exploiting those customers. Let me finish. Putting them out there?
Let me finish. You can talk about exploitation after that. But they're also, while they're shopping, you can like essentially shop with them that if they don't have the item that you want, which happens a lot right now because of what's going on, if they don't have the item you want, they'll replace it with something, ask for your approval. You can like say yes. You can switch it out for something else. You can just say like, nah, don't even get it. Like you can kind of shop along with them so they interact with you. And so it's, I mean, the systems are getting bigger. I do think this is one thing that we'll see. Like all the like Get Fresh and all the like meal delivery services. I think a lot of this stuff is going to move into being able to like deliver your groceries a little bit more, but also have these other people that are still getting paid to do this, right? Like these Instacart workers are getting tipped. They're getting paid by Instacart to do their job. Like we're still providing another level, of new service that the COVID shit is requiring that we need to like offer these other people some other avenues that need it. And I think Instacart and even the Amazon stuff, because like, yeah, it sucks. It's Amazon. It's all that. It's Whole Foods. And it's my like third option. But there's still a lot of people who are working there and need that income and are being hired because they're expanding all this shit right now. It's like some of the only businesses that are hiring are delivery services.
Yeah, but is that not exploitation?
So what do you mean by exploitation?
Are they not exploiting these people's need for a job? And yes, their desperation?
That's what capitalism does.
Yeah, but hold on.
That is capitalism, is to exploit people for their labor. Period. That's why it's all fucked up right now. That they can't operate because they want people to go back to work because capitalism can't operate. But
aren't you just adding to that then? Aren't you just adding more layers to capitalism when you could cut layers out?
Right, but it's something that I can do to try and make this whole situation better on a personal level where I'm trying to go the least amount of places, trying to interact with the least amount of people. And if I can do that and at the same time help people who, yes, they're being, like labor is being exploited all the time in America constantly. And so you can't call that out. But you're constantly doing that. You even going to Kroger, which isn't a local company.
But that's
that
not exploitation. That's necessary. The delivery.
You can't.
This
is becoming necessary. This is becoming necessary. If everybody had to lock down and couldn't go to grocery stores anymore, this is now necessary, which is a measure that might be taken, right? And so,
yeah, but then they're going to go directly to warehouse, and that's going to be
necessary.
An
is a perception. Necessary is a perception of what's going on, and so
you know they closed that Walmart down in Aurora because
they don't close Walmart. What are you
talking
about?
They closed that Walmart.
I've only
down
seen
Aurora
one
today.
Walmart close in my life.
Today they closed that shit down in Aurora because the shit got three motherfuckers died from COVID and all kinds
Yikes,
of extra fucking
spikes.
Joints. That's got to be right around the corner from there. I hope you wasn't there because that's been the Lone Ranger verse time to open this motherfucking hole. Be safe and wear your goddamn mask.
That's right.
Right here.
Drink some water too.
Watch there. Boom. We're gonna do this for real this time.
I think it's over here.
right below you.
Right here?
No, below you. Below me. Right here. Hurry.
Here.
There, right there. Somewhere right there. Here, right here is the subscribe. Eric, lead us out.